This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New surveys show that people who live north of the Golden Gate are less on board with the transit tax than the rest of the Bay Area. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, what does that mean for the future of that tax?
Very, very shaky, Eric. I got to tell you, the Metropolitan Transportation Commission had commissioned a poll of the entire Bay Area to gauge the appetite for a possible tax hike in order to support transit in the area. It's no secret that BART has had declined ridership. It hasn't recovered from COVID. It's running pretty much on COVID money coming from Washington, and that's going to be running out. That's running out. Muni in San Francisco, they're getting riders back, but they don't really collect all the money they should from people getting on Muni. As a matter of fact, it's been a problem for years. SmartTrain, it needs money too in the North Bay. But the appetite for raising taxes to help support these various transit agencies just doesn't seem to be there. It's especially weak in the North Bay. That's understandable. BART, Muni, they're not up there. But even across the Bay, this thing is clicking in at like 55%, and you need 66, you know, to get a two-thirds margin. And even if they did some, you know, movement and made it drop it down to 51% for a tax measure, it's still not in a strong position.
When you're looking at a fiscal cliff situation for these transportation agencies, what happens if they don't pass this tax measure?
Well, they run out of money. I mean, we've never seen it before, because usually what happens, there's a game of chicken between, you know, the transit need and somebody comes up with an idea of how to fund it, whether it's state money, emergency money, or federal money that we saw during COVID and afterwards. So we've always had sort of the cavalry coming to the rescue. That doesn't seem to be the case right now. And the idea of going to the voters, just think about it, Margie, for a second. You know, the Bay Bridge tolls across, you know, the seven state bridges, they've gone up. And they're a buck, and they're going to keep going up. So people that cross the bridges might not be inclined to be passing any more taxes. People who don't take BART or Muni, they're not necessarily inclined to pass more. And they've been tapped before in the past. So there's this. We're going into, I don't like to say uncharted waters, because this is rail. It's like, I don't know if they're going off the rails, because they haven't been able to come up with a plan or a consensus of how to move forward. We've had two measures go, the one measure go in front of the state legislature. It didn't go anywhere. Scott Wiener's going to try again to put together some kind of package for voter approval. I'm not sure it's going to make it. You have calls for people saying these agencies need to be better managed. They need to merge more. They need to, you know, cut back to basic services rather than always trying to expand. You got, in other words, nobody's agreeing on anything except for the public, which right now agrees they don't want to spend more money.
Yep, that's the Bay Area to a T. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.